This is Omaha Magazine Managing Editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman for KVNO's Arts at 8:30. And here are your top five Best of Omaha events for the next few weeks. The first event speaks to my Gen X heart. Every time I hear the 1990s hits One Week, Hey Jealousy, or All I Want on the radio, I start singing along. And the bands behind those hits are going to be in Omaha soon. Bare Naked Ladies will perform with Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket at Stir Concert Cove, June 24. The second event is a perennial favorite, and I must say, I am especially excited about this year. Shakespeare on the Green is coming back, and showing a comedy and tragedy in repertoire, this year's shows being The Tempest and Othello. The comedy known as The Tempest is running now through July 16, and the tragedy Othello is running June 30 through July 17. 4th of July weekend is made for music, and while there's a lot of music happening that weekend, my recommendation is to kick things off that Friday night with an evening full of Taylor Swift. This is a fun night of listening to everything from Swift's early to current hits, and song requests are encouraged and welcomed. Taylor Fest is happening at the Waiting Room July 1. For our fourth spot, this comedian has been around for several years and has performed on NBC's 30 Rock, as well as starring in the movie What Men Want. Tracy Morgan is coming to Omaha, and comedy lovers will have two chances each night to see him. Please note, this event is for ages 21 and older. Tracy Morgan will be at the Funny Bone, July 8 and 9. The last event is another local favorite. Jazz on the Green returns to Omaha next month. The popular Rhythm Collective hits the stage in the second installment of this series. Rhythm Collective is Omaha area's only Caribbean voice, performing reggae and calypso tunes as well as American classic rock in reggae and ska styles. They're a lot of fun. Rhythm Collective will be at Midtown Crossing on July 14. For Arts at 8:30 on KVNO, I am managing editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman with Omaha Magazine, and that was your top five Best of Omaha.